Test 77, Section 2, Question 15. Here, we're looking for what will make the argument perfect, and we're looking at the political leader. It says, in this political dispute, our side will benefit from showing a desire to compromise, so it's going to be good if we show that we're going to compromise. If they respond positively, then a compromise will be reached. So if they say yes, it'll reach a compromise. If they do not, they will then be held responsible for the failure to reach a compromise, and our side will be benefited, or will benefit. So if we're looking at this, the conclusion is we're going to benefit from showing a desire. Now, the evidence that they give is kind of two-part. It's basically a if they don't and if they do. Now, they did prove already perfectly that there will be benefit to the party or that side if the other side doesn't agree. So if they don't respond positively. But all they said about if they do respond positively is that a compromise will be reached. And so the one thing that's missing from this being perfect is whether or not a compromise would also yield a benefit. We know that failure to reach a compromise would yield a benefit for this party. The question is, what about if it didn't? So that's what we need. So A, the political leader's side has a desire to compromise. Well, okay, that's pretty good. It says they have a desire to, but it's more about whether there's a benefit. The opposition is rarely willing to compromise. Well, just because they're rarely willing doesn't make it perfect that they won't, and therefore they'd benefit. We need something that's going to say, if it said they never will, then that would also have made it perfect. The political leader's side will benefit if a compromise is reached, and there's our correct answer. That's the one thing that will make it perfect. It's better than A. A just says they have a desire, but it never quite perfectly proves that they would benefit. And so therefore, C is better. The opposition would benefit from showing a desire. We don't really care. That doesn't matter whether the opposition is going to benefit. We just care about the political leader's side. And the opposition will compromise if the political leader's side shows a desire. That would say that they will reach a compromise, but that wouldn't tell us whether or not that's going to be beneficial. And so, therefore, answer choice C is definitely the correct answer.